forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. We have an interesting show today. We have, coming up after the break, we've got Loris Tompkins, who's going to kind of share, educate us a little bit on a gentleman by the name of Bradford Metcalf, who is petitioning the Supreme Court to take a look at a case where this gentleman's been in prison for quite some time. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on it, but I'm going to let Loris Tompkins explain this to both of us and find out what's going on here and get the word out. You know, there's a lot of shenanigans that go on in our federal government and the Department of Justice system, folks, and, you know, we need to be aware of all this stuff and bring it to the forefront and expose these criminals for who they are. I want to make mention, now, folks, interestingly enough, I went on, as we all know, that there's a lot of interesting things going on in the economy. It looks like it's teetering on the precipice, and Alan Greenspan has got on, and he's coming out just bashing the heck out of George Bush. But as I was going through, I mentioned to you a few times last week, if you haven't already purchased gold, you should give a Robbie Noel a call at 800-691-7898 if you need to convert any equity from your home, you need to convert an annuity, you need to take some cash out of CDs or savings or stocks or bonds or whatever. Now's the time to do it. I went online today, and I looked at the United States Mint, and I thought this was rather interesting, and I wanted to bring this up to you, that the American Eagle gold uncirculated coins, interestingly enough, whether it be the 1 ounce, the half ounce, the quarter ounce, or the 10th ounce, are not available. You can no longer buy these coins from the U.S. Mint. I find that very, very interesting and also just a little bit disturbing because, as I said before, if you have not already, you definitely want to make sure that you purchase some gold. Upcoming guests. Now, we've got Ted Pike coming up in the second hour. As you know, the Congress took their August recess, and they're back. And unfortunately, so is the hate crimes legislation. So I've got the Paul Revere of the Airwaves coming up the second hour to tell us about the hate bill. And I guess there's a couple of them, one in the Senate, one in Congress. And Ted's going to come on the second hour and tell us all about it. And then we're going to have to let our fingers do the walking again, folks. Get on the line and start making our presence known because they're pushing to end free speech as we know it. So stick with us. It's going to be a good show. I'm real curious to hear about this situation with Bradford Metcalf, and Loris is going to tell us about that. Now, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to have Tim Wingate up. We're going to get into some of the semantics of what's going on up with Ed and Elaine Brown. Wednesday, for those of you who listened last week, I've got John Hankey coming up again. And then Thursday, I'm going to have Wendy Callahan on. Friday, at least up to this point, it's going to be open news line. So unless, of course, some guests or somebody calls up and wants to be a guest that's very important or has important information to release to us. So with that, I'll tell you what. I'm thinking that we've probably missed a break or are not going to get a break. I believe I've got Loris on the line. Loris, are you with me? Oh, we're going to go to a break. I just heard the music now. Okay, this is Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Get ready to take a break. We'll be back after the break with my guest, Loris Tompkins, telling us about Brad Metcalf. So stick with us. We'll be back in three.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And again, my guest first hour is Loris Tompkins, and she's going to tell us about Bradford Metcalf, who is petitioning the Supreme Court over a case that was heard a while back. And without any further ado, let me bring up Loris, and I'm going to let her fill you in on the story. Loris, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, Michael. How about yourself?
Well, good. I want you, for the sake of the listening audience, I want you to walk us through Brad Metcalf and what he did, where he is, and what's going on with this situation, Loris.
Well, this will take the whole hour, but we'll cut it short. Back in mid-late 90s, when we had the Oklahoma bombing, everybody had to tie McVeigh in with the Michigan militias. Well, that's when we had a prosecutor up in Michigan that just wanted to make a name for himself. He wanted to be buddies, which he was, with Janet Reno, and he was going to go after those nasty militia people because, you know, they all had guns, and somehow they're just going to plot to blow up federal buildings and so on. So, you know, after we're hearing about all these prosecutors now, how they're getting out of control, well, this was unheard of basically back then, so he must have been telling the truth. So he's after all these militias, and he was going after the unsuspecting militia members, and Brad from Metcalf was one. He had 40 acres, and he had the shooting range, and he was a legal firearms, you know, licensed dealer. So everything was legal. He figured he was pretty safe. Well, that doesn't mean anything when the prosecutor has his sights on you. So basically, he was warned, you know, repeatedly by people that, you know, he might be searched and you might be raided and so on. Well, he knew everything was legal, and he was keeping his nose clean. Well, back in, that was back in 98, 97, he was raided. 97, he was raided in August of 97.
Let me stop you just a second. I don't mean to interrupt your train of thought, but now you say, well, they had his eye on him. What specifically was Bradford doing that caused them to, you know, gain their attention?
Well, there was a lot of, in that area of Battle Creek, Michigan, you had Mark Warnke, which was obviously the big spokesperson for militias. And so anybody that had anything to do with Quarnke in that area was watched. And like I said, Brad was, not commander, but he was in charge of the shooting range and teaching people how to shoot guns. Well, that's
okay,
a big no-no.
How big of a group are we speaking of, Loris? I mean, as far as the militia itself?
Well, it was considered the North American militia. In that area, there were several, you know, tied together, but they had broke off into their own little group, and he was one of three that were targeted. The commander, there was the co-defendant, Randy Graham, and Bradford. They were raided, all of them, in August of 97, but it took 8 months before they actually concocted a story of conspiracy and blowing up federal buildings and so on. And arrested these three the following year, March of 98. So he's been in prison since March of 98. And Randy Graham, the co-defendant, he was younger. Brad got 40 years for legal firearms. The same went for Randy Graham, only he would not lie against Bradford. So he was given 55 years. And on his transcripts, the judge has said at sentencing that, see, you should have taken the plea bargain and, you know, told us more about Bradford, and you would have gotten your 3-4 years and walk. So he would not lie. He would not lie against Brad or Ken Carter, who was the commander, and he ended up with 55 years. So he's in Terre Haute with Brad, but he's still in the maximum security because he was given so many years of 55 years. Well, Ken Carter being the commander, and the little liar in chief that he was, he just made up stories and just told them about how many machine guns they had, and they were all buried on Bradford's property, of which they couldn't find. But because he did that, he was given 3-4 years and heart surgery. He was given coronary bypass and some back surgery, and he was out in 4 or 5 years, but he died 6 months after he was out. So that's where it got him.
So he turned over on Brad, and because of that, he got a short sentence, and he got all of his medical taken care of and so forth due to the fact that he played ball with him, right?
Right. He had emphysema, and he couldn't move, and he couldn't walk, and he couldn't fight, and he couldn't, you know, shoot. And so all he could do was sit there and talk. And he talked a big story, but that bought him years off of a sentence, but he got surgery. But like I said, he's dead now, so that's where it got him. But these two are still in prison. Bradford got 40 years because they said he did have machine guns. Well, being a licensed firearm dealer, he knows that the registrable part for a machine gun is the right side plate. And you can buy part sets all day long for Brownings or whatever for 50, 30 calibers without that side plate, and it's not a machine gun. But when you've got the prosecutor confusing issues using assault rifles and big terminology in front of the jury, of course, they're you know, oohed and aahed by, you know, this huge display of guns, and a lot of them weren't Bradfords, but, you know, they can just really pile it on the table and make it look like a huge war was going to pursue in Battle Creek, that the jury bought it all, that he obviously had machine guns and had right side plates and so on. Well, he knew better, so he did not have, well, they would not permit him to have an expert witness. They tampered with the jury. They tampered with the witness. They lied. They it goes on and on. But anyway, at sentencing, he was given 10, 10, 10 for the three supposed machine guns, when normally and typically you are to get 10 years, period. But they didn't do that. So you've got a lot of things to go back to the appeals court with, but obviously it doesn't matter. So he was given 30 years, and then at sentencing, the judge said, well, by the looks of things, you are just about like a homegrown terrorist, so I'm giving you 10 years more for a terrorist enhancement. Well, try to pull that one off. The judge can put on
terrorist enhancement.
A terrorism enhancement. Right.
Okay.
So he gave Randy Graham and Bradford 10 more years for terrorism enhancement, whatever that means. That means you could have done something, but yet you weren't thinking about it. You hadn't said anything. You haven't done anything. It's just that you may be a homegrown terrorist. Well, that's what they wanted
to
do.
It's the judge's own perception or estimation of a possible thought crime. You might be thinking about it, so we're going to give you 10 years. Extra.
Right, and he's in, you know, they're all in cahoots up there when you've got Lloyd K. Meyer. That's the prosecutor, Lloyd K. Meyer, and it was Judge Enslin. He was on the front cover of Media Bypass when this all happened. And, you know, they're in cahoots with each other, so they knew what was going on. So, you know, to give a pat on the back to Lloyd Meyer for terrorism enhancement, yee-haw, he's on, you know, buddies with Janet Reno now. So he's on MSNBC for, you know, the terrorists that he caught and so on. I mean, it just flew. So it doesn't matter if you're a good guy, that you had a real good job at Kellogg's and that you, you know, help people out. And it just doesn't matter. They want to see what the notches on their belt can be. So here's poor Randy Graham. He went back finally on appeal, and they granted it to him. He got a whole 5 years off. So he's doing 50 years instead of 55 because he was younger. And, you know, to me, he was a hero, absolute hero, because he could have been out years ago if he wanted to just sign on the dotted line and lie about, you know, machine guns and conspiracy to blow up buildings and even murder the governor. I mean, that's what they had down there for him to sign, is that, you know, Brad was going to murder the local senator, the governor, the judges. I mean, all this was down there. And he had his arm wrenched behind him so far, it had dislocated. So they had him on pain medication, and he had signed it. But then when he went in front of the judge and said, okay, this is what you signed for a plea bargain. Is this what you're going to go with? And he said, well, let me read it. I don't even remember signing this thing. So after he read it, he said, no, oh, holy cow, what is this? This is lies. And so the judge said, well, there you go. We're going to go to trial, you know, and that's how he got 55 years. It was just a sham.
I was going to ask you, did he have an attorney or did he have a public defender?
Well, the surprising part was Brad went pro se and got 40 years. Randy Graham got a public defender and got 55. So it doesn't matter if you have an attorney or not. Let's put it that way. So Brad did not want to have his family pay hundreds of thousands of dollars, basically, by the time you're done with with appeals and so on. You've paid these attorneys so much money, it's incredible. And he said, you know, he thought the courts were still viable, still honest, I guess. So he thought, well, as soon as they see that this is totally a farce, this is ridiculous, you know, they're going to let me be in, you know, I'm innocent. They'll see I'm innocent, they'll let me go. Well, it just got worse and worse and worse. Well, by that time, he said, there's no way. It's a numbers game. Just let them do their worst, and I'll go to the appeals court and see if they can't get relief that way.
Okay, let me stop you. We got to go to a break here, Loris. Then we can continue with this three-minute break. So we'll be back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Loris Tompkins, talking about Bradford Metcalf and what's happening with him. We'll be back in three. Stick with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Loris Tompkins. And this short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, I haven't opened up the phone lines to take any calls. I've had a caller waiting since the beginning of the show, and I'm going to take him real quick, Loris. I'm going to give him a minute here. Jim, you're on with Loris and Michael. Go ahead.
Michael, thank you for accepting my call. I'm James Wright, and I'm running for President of the United States. I cannot break the news media because my foundation to secure this nation is non-debatable by any of the candidates. It's at rightforpresident.com. It's under billsproprotect.html. It was designed in 1962 by John F. Kennedy, and it's been updated to our current problems in this nation. Those nine answers remove the corruption in our justice system.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Jim.
Money system at all.
Let me stop. I'm going to stop you right now. You're not on topic. This guest doesn't have a lot of time. Give out your website. I'm going to have to let you go, Jim. I'll talk to you later. I can't talk to you right now. Give out your website one more time. Give it out.
Okay, it's jamesrightforpresident.com. And thanks.
Okay, that's all I can give you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry about that, Loris.
That's good.
Go ahead.
Well, that's not.
Loris?
That's not. Hello. He's just about right on the money when it's the corruption that is going on in the courtrooms is just incredible. But then our legislatures have allowed it. So we are, you know, fix one half a dozen of another if you're wanting to attack and go after the courts and try to fight the corruption there, or if you want to go to the legislatures and try to make them mind. Neither one is really not doing anything because they're both working together. And since they have privatized the prisons, I mean, this is another whole show. When they start privatizing the prisons, which they have, state and federal, there's so much money to be had, it's unreal. And if I started naming names...
Let me interject a couple of things here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The privatizing of the prisons, from my understanding, and I could be wrong on this, but I've done a bit of research on this, and it looks to me like the Unicor, I believe it is, Wackenhut and Unicor are mm-hmm. the corporations that are, and it's privatized stock. You can't buy it on, you know, from the Dow Jones or whatever.
Right.
And the owners of this are by select. In other words, they are chosen to, or they are offered stock by... you know, their status or whatever. And from what I understand, there are many prosecutors, judges, and some attorneys that are, and government officials that are participating in the stock. And they pay these prisoners from 23 cents an hour up to $1.15 an hour.
Ooh,
and they manufacture, I believe, office furniture and tables. They compete with the American domestic businesses, and they undercut them by basically slave labor. Now, am I off base there, Loris?
Oh, you are totally right on. So, I mean, you can see the judges have got nothing to do with the courts, and the courts have nothing to do with justice. Period. It's got everything to do with pack our prisons, and just last year alone, we built 10 more federal prisons, and they're packed to the hilt. Packed to the hilt. You've got state prisons, the one that I reported on years ago down in Oklahoma. If your little town isn't doing too hot, just build a state prison. And then you can contract with other states, which is what Oklahoma did. This little town in Oklahoma wanted some money. There's no more industry, and they contracted with Wisconsin and took 3 busloads of inmates, huge busloads, down to, in, you know, to fill up, start filling up Oklahoma. Doesn't matter if these poor guys are states away from their family. And heaven knows that most of them are innocent anyway, but they're packed into this Oklahoma prison because they were paid per head to be down there. Now, this is privatized prison. This has been going on for at least 15 some odd years. Federal penitentiaries are doing the same thing. Everything's privatized, from the medicine to the food to vending machines. Everything is privatized. That means somebody's making the big bucks. Unicor is the federal slave labor. When you mention $1 an hour, man, that's big bucks. These guys are making 10 to 15 cents an hour. Brad works at the chapel. He does a library. He sorts things. He works right underneath the chaplain. He makes 15 cents an hour. His paycheck month is $23.
Let me stop you there. But we can get into this a little bit further, but I want to go back a little bit because we're talking about this trial that went on where Brad Metcalf was a gun dealer, and he had a shooting range, and he had a number of assault rifles and so forth. But the key issue here is that his assault rifles were not automatic rifles. They were semi-automatic rifles. Am I right so far?
You are so right.
And then when they got into court, the prosecutor mesmerized basically the jury mm-hmm. by, you know, tossing out the big assault weapons and the possibility of, you know, killing the governor and, you know, they're terrorists and totally circumvented the machine gun allegation. And the judge did not allow any expert witness evidence to be presented forth that would have exonerated Brad from any of these charges to begin with. Now, am I on topic here? Am I right on the point?
You're right on the money
okay.
there.
Okay. So in that case, he was basically railroaded. Now I'm going to step forward here. First of all, this has been going on. He was incarcerated since 1998. Mm-hmm. Okay, he was indicted in 3 of 98. He's been in prison ever since. He's filed the appeals. They've denied his motions. And here's the key issue, is that, yes, we know the court system is corrupt, but when you add in Wackenhut, you add in Unicorn, you add these privatized corporations that are in here that are paying these people just literally pennies, it's like Chinese slave labor is what you can equate it to. Okay, they're paying these people literally nothing to go in and, force their labor to manufacture whatever so they can sell it and compete with businesses on the open market, and they own stock in this, so it behooves...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Loris Tompkins, talking about Brad Metcalf. And I wanted to continue on here. I apologize to the audience. I didn't hear the music, and so a technical glitch there. Maybe I'm just going deaf. I'm not sure. But at any rate, it behooves these judges, and it behooves the prosecutors and some of these attorneys and the government officials, of course, members of the DOJ and so forth, to basically railroad these prisoners or railroad these people with trumped-up charges, lying about evidence, and then you've got a judge that has been put in this position to literally close his eyes or disallow evidence. They have an evidentiary hearing, and there's it's almost like bars, the evidence is above or below the bar, and they determine that the evidence that is to be presented is below the bar, so they don't allow the evidence to be put forth to the jury. They wind up railroading him in prison for as long as possible to literally just rape them for their labor, And then they make money on the back end for doing this. And I wanted to ask you, Loris, are you familiar with the Ed and Elaine Brown situation?
No, I heard a little bit about it, but not entirely.
Well, okay, and the same thing is going on now, where there was some visitors that were just arrested, Ed and Elaine Brown's visitors that were just arrested. One of them, Danny Riley, was arrested. He was tasered. He was shot at. He was detained a few months ago, questioned extensively. Then he was let go, and then just on the September 11th, he was arrested and charged with four different felonies, of which if he were convicted of these felonies, would give him 30 to 40 years in prison, none of which this gentleman did. He is guilty of absolutely nothing. But this just goes to show you that the level of corruption doesn't just extend to the prosecutors and the judges. It goes into the Department of Justice. It goes into the federal marshals. It goes all through the system, and everybody is getting their wallets greased by taking people's physical being, taking their labor and incarcerating them for as long as possible. And this is what's happened to Brad Metcalf. Now, I don't mean to go off on a rant here, but this really honks me off, Loris. And now, he's been in here fighting this thing for nigh on, what, seven years now, is it?
Oh, at least 7-8 years, because in 99 is when he did his appeal, but he didn't hear in the year 2000 that it was obviously turned down. So when you put in an appeal, it should be adjudicated within a couple months, whether they agree or disagree. They will take up to a year, year and a half before they put something on paper that just basically copies what the prosecutor put in for his argument. So obviously they don't read anything that you put in. They don't care. You're the slime. You're the slug. You're the, you know, the prisoner. You're the inmate. And, oh, yeah, it's just incredible.
And so when you're in there and they have determined, and they have done so by not allowing you to present evidence, you are now not even considered a fifth-class citizen. You are just, as you say, a slime ball, a slug. You have no rights. They will do to you whatever they wish to do to you. And the only thing that they're concerned about is maximizing your labor for as little amount of money as possible to pay you, and then reaping the rewards through the stock options or whatever with Wackenhut and Unicor. And I believe there are others, too, as well. So this is it's a diabolical system that is using the lifeblood of millions of Americans, okay, through this corrupt system. And so Brad Metcalf has – now I have an appeal sitting in front of me here. It's a petition for a writ of certiorari?
Certiorari,
how do you pronounce it?
Yeah. Certiorari. That's for the Supreme Court. So his Second Amendment issues, we learned from a couple – other issues and cases that we took to the Supreme Court, we learned on how to exactly ask the questions. If you look back at Emerson and Haney that were not heard, they asked some pretty ridiculous questions. And so when people were going, oh, thank goodness, you know, we must have a really great Second Amendment or the Supreme Court would have heard these two cases. Well, I keep telling people, you better be glad they didn't respond to it, because they can only really answer the questions that you give to the Supreme Court. They will not very seldom go on their own tangents to give you anything more. So the questions that Emerson and Haney cases gave them were really ridiculous and had really nothing to do with bringing back your Second Amendment. So we have learned by watching and posing questions to the circuit courts and so on, that, and watching the Shelley Parker et al. Case, that six people in Washington, D.C. circuit, that is also at the Supreme Court. So these two Second Amendment cases are the ones that I really wanted to have people fax or write to the Supreme Court and say that, you know, we have to have these two, or at least one or the other Second Amendment case heard by you guys. When I read articles and hear from people that we can go to the ballot box to change this, that's a bunch of nonsense, because they're in cahoots as well. But they will never, ever, ever rescind bad law. They will never do that. It used to be the jury's job. But we've gotten away from that, obviously, since all this corruption is going on. It was up to the jury to sit there and have a hung jury or just tell the judge, this is a rotten law, get rid of it, and that's how they did it. But now we don't do that. We tell the jury, either on TV or by the prosecutor, that these guys have got to be stopped, put away forever. The public outcry is there. You just got to wipe the streets clean of crime, everything from lies, to get these guys maximum years, which usually is lifetimes or a couple lifetimes. So we need to have people either write or fax to the Supreme Court to hear one or the other or both. And they're both great Second Amendment cases. Bradford says everything to do with the terminology that is used in the federal firearms regulations. I mean, it's incredible. If you want to go to the BATF website, my gosh, you ought to see the regulations. I mean, it's just incredible. You and I and everybody on RBN would be in jail tomorrow if we all had, you know, if they had their sights on us. We're all cooked, you know, because we're all just legal.
Yeah, let me interject
here.
It's selective enforcement. It's whoever happens to come, for whatever the reason, under their targeted sites, then mm-hmm. they make a case out of it. And I'll take a prime example. It wasn't Danny Riley, but there was another. And I can't remember. I think it was Justin, who they said, I mean, they went in, and this is one of the four people that got arrested in the Ed and Elaine Brown situation, and they claim now that they found a pipe bomb in his garage, which is ridiculous. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
well,
these people that are being – that are I'm sorry?
They make up for all sorts of lies against you. They just make them all up. But the game is for you to try to prove yourself innocent. So when you're looking and hearing on TV that everybody is proven innocent till guilty, that is hogwash. You just go into any court and see that you are automatically in the wrong. You are automatically hung, and now the game is to prove yourself innocent. Well, of course, mm-hmm. that's totally impossible. That's why the founding fathers said that's a crap. You know, you there's no way. There's no way you can prove yourself innocent.
And it's not just at the federal level. This goes through the state level. It goes into the local level, and it's in all levels of it's Supreme Court. It's appellate courts. It's the lower district courts. And I'll give you a prime example. I mean, I got a traffic ticket back in February. And I found out since then, and this is a little bit off topic, but I found out since then that they had changed a lot of the traffic laws and made and they went from just simple traffic violations to now they're misdemeanors. And I was driving a vehicle over to the post office, and I slapped a different plate on the vehicle. Well, they cited me for a second degree misdemeanor. But beyond that, when I went to court, I found it fascinating that they have a video that they play in the court when you go in there, Loris. And it's a 15-minute video. The first 7.5 minutes is in English. The second 7.5 is, again, in Spanish. Same thing. But what they do is they tell you all about your constitutional rights, which is a total ruse. You have no constitutional rights in there, but they create the illusion that you do. And before you ever get to the judge, they have a paralegal that's sitting up that takes every person that comes in there and has a plea bargain agreement already set up before you ever face the judge. This is what it's come to. Now, and this is just on a local level. But this transcends just local. I mean, it goes through every level of the court system, and it's all designed to maximize to exert as much money out of a person as they can. And then if you get into a situation like Brad Metcalf did, or I'll take Randy Weaver with the sawed-off shotgun, okay? They want to try to maximize your incarceration for as long as they can. And to basically squeeze every ounce of labor that they can out of you to maximize the profit for their own wallets. And that's sickening. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm off on a rant again.
And, well, we've helped out Bob Stewart, if people remember Monty Griffin. They make yourself machine guns, you know, but they were registered. They were, you know, machine gun kits, and it was Monty Griffin. And we were always in contact with Bob Stewart, and he had law, he had backers, he had everything. And that poor guy still got, he was given 8 years. But then when he went to the appeals court to prove his innocence, they hung something else on him, and he is sitting in there for 23 years now. So you can't fight him. If you want to fight him and prove your innocence and tell them they're wrong, all they do is just go right back and then just you know, slam on a few more years on you and say, well, there, that's what you get. And then, just to go off a little bit, go try and visit these people. Good luck. Mr. Traficant, Congressman Traficant, we were helping him out. He's totally...
James Traficant.
You bet. He's totally unreachable. Unreachable. You are not allowed to visit him because he's so outspoken. You cannot write to him. You cannot. He will not be able to write you back. So I have to, you know, talk to the people that one or two family members that are allowed in there to see him. He is totally unreachable, untalkable, anything. You don't hear from him at all. So he's going to be a trip when he gets out in a couple years.
Well, I would assume that the reason that they want him unreachable is because he may say something to somebody that they don't want you to hear. Some of the corruption that went on, you know, behind the scenes in the administration, because I know he was put in prison on trumped up charges. But, you know, it even extends mm-hmm. beyond that. Even when they charge you, like you said, you're not guilty or innocent until proven guilty. It's exact reverse. And even if you win, you really lose, because the only people really that win are the attorneys. If you hire mm-hmm. an attorney to go in and fight this thing, they literally drain your lifeblood financially to walk you through this process. So you lose either way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we've done basically everything ourselves. And I might as well go for a paralegal or a legal degree, because I can just about do anything. And I'm the one that's been putting in all these legal briefs and so on, and calling the courts. And they always ask me, well, who are you working for? And I make up some gosh-awful lawyer name, and then they buy it. And then they tell me all that I want to know. They don't care. You know, they just want to make sure that you're not really pro se. Well, that's what we are, but they are, you know, as long as you say you're with an attorney firm, they will just spill their guts, you know, and help you out all you want. And this, it's just incredible that you have to be part of the team, you know, this little team. And it's so
right, it's a little clique is what it is. It's this whole little clique of attorneys. And I know I've gone into, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I've gone into a recorder's office, and I've asked them a simple question, and they will not give me an answer, and they point out to me that they cannot answer any question that even centers around or is questionable, whether it's a legal piece of legal advice, and they all suggest that I go hire an attorney. And they do, so it's part of the game, and they're inviting people to participate in the system, because there's more revenue for everybody to go around. The court clerks, the recorder's office, it's all the same. You can't get an answer out of any of those people. Go ahead.
Just don't tell them that it's a legal matter. Tell them, I want some procedural advice, and they cannot say no. It's a procedural advice that you want,
procedural
and they have to
help
with it. Procedural advice, and then they will be able to give you even a handbook. They have handbooks there that they can tell you, you know, they legally should be able to give you a handbook for their court. But nobody will ask for this. And if you want to ask for something that's procedural, that means how to file it, when to file it, and so on, that's procedural. And they have to answer that, period. So you know, otherwise they get in trouble. But anyway.
Well, I'm writing that down, because I know I never used that term procedural, and they'll always tell uh-huh. me, well, I can't give you legal advice, hire an attorney.
Well, that's
okay, well, getting back to Brad Metcalf. So there's an appeal that has been filed,
mm-hmm.
correct, with the Supreme
appeal
Court.
Appeal filed and denied. So, but the certiorari is filed with the Supreme Court, and that's what Shelley Parker's case is the same way. It's a good Second Amendment case for individual rights to obtain a, you know, and legally own a gun in Washington, D.C. So they're both sitting there at the Supreme Court waiting to be granted certiorari or granted to be heard. So these two are kind of like stuck there. And when you've got the Supreme Court getting 8,000-10,000 cases in front of them, because who in the world's getting justice out there, you've got a crapshoot going of maybe 100, 150 to be heard by these guys in a year. So without publicity and without people saying, hey, there is Second Amendment cases here, you have got to hear these cases, one or the other or both. I would like to have people send faxes, not call them, but to send faxes or write that these are on the table, and you guys have got to decide, you know, please hear these cases. So let me give you the fax number.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, everybody get your pen out here, because the names of the cases are Shelley Parker and Bradford Metcalf, two separate cases, but they're Second Amendment cases. And for the listening audience, I don't have to tell you how serious this is, because they want our guns. You know that, folks. I mean, look at what happened in Katrina. Anything they can use to grab our guns, that's what they're doing. And the Second Amendment is a big issue. I've got next hour coming up Ted Pike, and we're going to talk about our First Amendment rights and the fact they're trying to do away with that with the hate crimes legislation. But take down these numbers. Go ahead, Loris.
Okay, the fax number is 202-479-2971. That's 202-479-2971. That's their fax number. And you can fax attention to any of the judges, or just one judge, all of them, whatever. And their address is Supreme Court of the United States, 1 First Street, Northeast, and just put N-E, so 1 First Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20543.
And what we want to do is we want to fax them and tell them that they need to hear the Second Amendment cases on either Bradford, Metcalf, Shelley Parker, or preferably both. Because this will affect us, folks, down the line. Right now it's Bradford Metcalf. Yes, he was set up with this. We've got this situation going right now with Danny Riley, where they may do the same thing. We'll be back in three for a final segment. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening, final segment coming up to the top of the hour with my guest, Loris Tompkins, talking about Bradford Metcalf. And they've petitioned the Supreme Court to hear this case. This man was railroaded. And what scares me so badly, well, it doesn't scare me, but it concerns me deeply, folks, about this situation is here's just one more example, along with Shelley Parker that's going to the Supreme Court. But here's an example of somebody that was railroaded. The evidence was not allowed to be heard by the jury. The prosecutors, the judges were all in cahoots together, and now he's in prison for 40 years doing labor at anywhere between 23 cents and $1.15 an hour. That concerns me deeply because we've got Danny Riley that's facing the same thing now. And as we all know, as listeners, Danny Riley's done nothing. Now, Loris, let's give out that telephone number again. And what we want to do is we want to call and say and demand, or at least ask very, very diligently that we want this case heard by the Supreme Court. So give out that number again, Loris.
Well, the fax number, pardon me, for the Supreme Court is 202-479-2971. And that's your fax number. Address, Supreme Court of the United States, 1 First Street Northeast, just NE for Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20543. And just a quick note, it doesn't have to go into long dissertations or be demanding and so on or insult us. You just make a fact that these two Second Amendment cases are in front of them, Bradford Metcalf and Shelley Parker, and it would just behoove this country to hear a good, honest Second Amendment case, which they haven't in over 70 years. The last one was 1939 with a Miller case, and if you really want to read an eye-opener, there's one there that had really very little to do with the Second Amendment, but they make it so through the years with their case law. Everybody misinterprets it, and then they make that the honest-to-gospel for Second Amendment when it really shouldn't have been. So, but I have to put a quick plug in for Shotgun News magazine. These people have helped us out so much and has helped with Bradford that I had to put a plug in because they're always at Knob Creek, the real big machine gun shoot down there in Kentucky, and that's always in April and October, and these people are always down there and help us plug for anybody that's on gun charges, which obviously these people are just packed into prisons when they should have illegally had any kind of a weapon. I don't care if they were assault or even machine guns. A gun is a gun. You know, a weapon is a weapon. And you shouldn't have permission. You shouldn't have city ordinances to fight with. And that's what Shelley Parker is all about. I mean, it's just really ridiculous. So when people think we have a Second Amendment, it's a joke because we do not. We do not. And the legislatures okay. know that, but they're not going to do anything about this.
All right, we've only got a minute left. We've got a caller on the line, Gary from Tennessee. Let's take him real quick, Loris. Gary, go ahead. You're on with Michael and Loris. Go ahead.
I'll try to make this quick. A hair stand up on the back of my neck. I was listening to another talk show host, and this kind of ties in a little bit with what you're talking about, but the $4.5 billion put options on the NASDAQ and Dow Jones expire this Friday, the 21st, we've got six nuclear-tipped cruise missiles missing. Well, but one's missing and five have been moved unauthorized.
Right.
And I'm smelling a rat here.
I'm telling you, Gary, I got to let you go. I only got a few seconds left, okay? I'm sorry to cut you off, man, but I don't have much time. Loris, thank you so much for coming on.
Well,
everybody,
you,
fax
Michael.
That into the Supreme Court. Okay, Loris, and I'll keep you updated, or you keep me updated on this, okay?
All right. Thanks so much. Second
hour coming up with Ted Pike. Stick with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm not ready to-
It's true.